What's up, DI Pod? It's Ashley Tajay.
Happy 2020, everybody. It's your girl, Tash.
Hey, DI fam, it's Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year, ladies. Woo!
Yes, 2020.
Yeah, big things. Woo,
new decade.
Yes, new decade. Oh my God, 2020. That's so like crazy seeing 2020.
Yeah.
Remember when we thought, well, you guys probably did, but I used to think the world was going to end in 2012.
Yeah.
So 2020, a lot of people did. Yeah.
That was crazy. I was like,
Y2K came first.
Yeah, right.
It was real creepy in Y2K right. In 2012. But we made it to 2020.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yes. New beginnings, new opportunities to just do whatever your heart desires. So super, super happy.
Yes.
It's our first one, right?
Our first one back.
Welcome back, family.
Yes.
I know you guys missed us. Yeah, we missed you guys too. Mm-hmm. And we're just eager to get started. And we have a lot of things to talk about.
Yes, we do. So first thing we'll hit, rest in peace to Kobe.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and Gianna and the other, what was it, 7 other people on the helicopter that passed.
Yes.
The pilot.
Our condolences.
The other families, yeah.
Most definitely.
Yep, definitely condolences to them. And then after that, we can go into Ms. Gayle King on her comment that she made. So I know you really want to talk about it.
Okay, definitely.
First, tell me what she said.
Okay, so the basis of it was that she was interviewing several people, and Lisa Leslie was one of her interviewees. Mm-hmm. And she basically asked the question that, does Lisa Leslie feel like Kobe Bryant's legacy has been tarnished based on him, the accusations that were made, the rape accusations that were made against him, which he was fully exonerated from. Like, he never was convicted of a crime of rape. And that happened 2008, 2009. So
no,
now
that happened in like 2004. That was before you had kids.
2004. My apologies. I'm sorry. My apologies. Yeah. But nonetheless, it happened 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
And no one's ever talked about that after it died down. Like
16 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like after it was done, you never heard about it again. Now, all of a sudden, this man is deceased, and it happened so tragically. Mm-hmm. And it was not just him. He also, his daughter.
Yeah.
So their family is grieving.
Devastated.
Exactly. Devastated. And like in total shock, because we were all in total shock. I remember just like looking, and I'm like, said to Ashley, like, what the heck? Oh my gosh, is this true?
Yeah, disbelief.
Yeah, it really was. And then for her to bring the question up, to pose the question at all, I felt was very wrong.
I felt like it was definitely in distaste. It was poor taste.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Now, your opinion was, because
I just think it was too soon.
Mm.
But I don't think she was wrong for asking the
question. You think it's a fair question?
I think it's a fair question. Too soon, I would have waited till like October. But I would have asked it.
Okay.
Because I would want to know, like, do you feel like his legacy will be, because she said his legacy was complicated due to that happening, even though he was, you know, it was proven that he didn't do it. Do you feel like, I mean, that's not a, what? It happened. Like, it's not a shocker. Like, it happened. And I don't think she was trying to say, like, I don't agree, or I think his legacy is tarnished. She's saying, how do you feel being a friend of his? Do you feel like that's something that will make his legacy complicated? And she said, no.
So do you feel like that's something that will make his legacy complicated?
No.
Okay.
How do you feel? Because if you don't think that that's fine, but how do you feel about what Gayle said? Do you think, like, what are you thinking? Like, you think she's out of line?
I think Gayle was wrong for even posing the question. Mm. I feel like this man is dead.
Mm.
His daughter is dead. Their family. Like, if you say you respect this man, if you say we're focusing on his life.
Right.
And what he contributed to this world
right.
while he was here. He's done a lot of good. Why are we just focusing on one fucking bad thing he did? A mistake that he made.
I do think that that is the ploy of the media to highlight something that's gonna give them distress. Mm-hmm. Distress sells. Mm-hmm. But I do. I think it's in poor taste that you did it with somebody, number one, who was exonerated.
Yes.
Number two, the event of his death was untimely, extremely tragic.
Very scary. Very hurtful for
so many people. And that's the... That becomes the forefront of what you're leading with.
And this is what
I'm saying. It makes you look... I understand what you're saying, like, with hard journalism. Uh-huh. Hard journalism does kind of attack those hard questions.
I get that.
And if it is a part of the story of your life, then mm-hmm. I do understand. Maybe that's in a documentary 5-7 years from now.
Yeah.
Not soon. Not
when, not a week and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a week and a half.
Not when everybody is praising your legacy and mourning your loss.
Exactly.
I agree. I think it was problematic as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And has she had to do things, has Gail had to ask those hard questions in the past when interviewing other people? Of course she has. But it was, to my knowledge, it was people that were alive.
Mm.
Not folks that are deceased. Mm. And that...
Yeah, because R. Kelly, she did it with R.
Yeah,
Kelly,
so she did it with R. Kelly.
Yeah, she did
it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That was crazy.
Granted, we wanted
She does have a track record.
Yeah.
She does. Be clear.
This
she
is
does.
What I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And we do want to hear those hard questions asked to those people. Yeah. Because we do want answers. But this man couldn't defend himself, but he was already defended. So for you to bring that up, and then... I love the way Lisa Leslie handled herself.
She did amazing.
Poised, professional, definitely answered the question and shut the whole thing down.
Yeah, she didn't skate around it.
No.
She didn't skirt around it.
No no stuttering where it can be like, all right, this nigga's lying. And there was nothing. It was very clean, very poised. But that's who she is. She's a classy woman. Lisa Leslie has always been that way. Yeah. But my thing is, I just felt like with Gail, you were wrong for that. Fix your wig. You were wrong.
And she deserves the L. I think she should take an L. Like, if you had to vote.
She does.
Does she take an L or no? To me, she takes a hard L.
Yeah, she definitely takes an L. But I want to ask a question.
Okay.
Not referring to Kobe. Do you think, for instance, like a Bill Cosby, if Bill Cosby dies, which everyone's going to die, so when he passes, do you think that we shouldn't talk about the things that he did? We should just focus on how he had the Cosby Show?
That's a really good question.
Because now Kobe, we're not talking about Kobe because Kobe came out that he didn't even do it. He did sleep with her, but he did not rape her.
Yes.
But what about Bill Cosby?
Okay, with Bill Cosby, the situation is different.
It is different.
He was convicted.
Yeah.
Okay? He's serving time. Okay. That is different. So if he passed, I would respect that everybody should respect the good that he's done with the Cosby Show and how he's helped so many HBCU schools and so many black people get through school. How he did a spinoff and helped so many black men and women really realize that
so
they can be educated.
So you don't think that his legacy is complicated or tarnished due to the things that he did?
You know what? Here's the thing. And I think it's definitely fair to say his legacy is complicated. And with him, I think it is fair that you could say his legacy is tarnished.
Yes.
Because of the magnitude of what we've seen. It's been multiple people. And he's living and serving in a conviction. This is an active part of your life now.
Yes.
So I think that it's fair if that's what you deem. If that's what you're posed with and that's the judgment that you put on it, I think that that's fair. Mm-hmm. It's a very different case with the earlier conversation that we just had. But also, I think we need to ask ourselves, we want to be in reality, but we also, I think, want to ask ourselves, what are we pulling out of this as well? Because when we focus on, I don't agree with what Bill Cosby did at all, so I'm not giving him an excuse.
Of course.
I'm not doing any of that. Wrong is wrong, point blank, period.
Yes.
Does it discount what he's done that's good?
No.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that you're able to have two things that coincide in one space. Mm-hmm. I think what's wrong with us nowadays, and I think I'm coming for your generation, Ashley. This is where I don't respect your generation. Mm-hmm. You're soft. You're soft as fuck.
Not my generation. It would be the one before me.
No, it would be you.
It's your
generation.
We're
in the same generation.
I'm on the tail end, so
no!
I
don't
know.
That's soft because you got to think about it. The 2000 babies are 1920.
Well, you're
it's not me.
In there.
I'm 95. I'm not soft.
Well, when it comes to social media, coming at you, don't come from my generation.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay. If I have to lump myself in there, I'm on the tail end of it. I'm in there. That generation, it's like, I don't know. It's like, for some odd reason, they don't know how to have some grit with your glory. Not all glory is grit free.
Yeah, that's true.
And social media. I don't like that. Yeah, you can still celebrate some very positive things that somebody's done. And that doesn't mean that there's an absence of pain and sorrow and shit that went down.
Yes.
And for some odd reason, this generation, I think, seems to me like they think it has to look a certain way. No. Mm-hmm. This is what happened in this man's life.
Exactly.
We can still celebrate him. And yes, I agree. Like, it is complicated. There's shit that should not have happened and things
of
that went down.
Of course not.
But I don't think it should. I don't think it should forego everything that he's done.
Exactly.
That's just me, though.
So then, what do you feel
agree
about?
With you, though.
I agree too.
Take that a was rip my coffee now.
Right.
Yeah. We ain't no soft people right here. It wasn't all fun and roses. Shit wasn't given to us. Like, no, that is not the path of that.
That's true.
No, like we've gone through some things.
You
no,
really did.
Like, come on now.
Yeah,
we really triumph really over here. Stop.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I just feel like the hate that Gail is getting, I feel like it's unnecessary.
You think it's unwarranted?
Yeah. Like, calling her names, like, really? First off, what we need to pay attention to is whoever she works for. I don't know who it is. I don't watch.
The network.
It's what, MSNBC or CNN or whatever. We need to pay attention to them always putting her in these weird
situations.
Yeah, that's
a fair.
Why is she always the one who has to ask these questions? Why is she the one who always has to bring up these black men who have done crazy stuff or have been linked to something crazy? Why is it always her?
I don't know.
She had to do R. Kelly. She did the Bill Cosby.
She had to do the
Kobe.
Okay.
They have not talked about the white guy who did it. What's his name? We got to find his name. What's his name?
She works for CBS.
CBS. But what is the guy's name who does Star Wars who's raping people? What is his name? Please find his name because I want to say his name. We're saying the black people's name. We're going to say his name too.
Jeffrey Epstein.
No, not him. The guy who does movies.
He's the movie producer accused of rape.
And that's Oprah's friend. So we need to talk about him too. They ain't did nothing about him. Where's his documentary?
That's the problem.
That's my issue.
It's not equal across the board. You're not
Harvey Weinstein. Okay, and that's my issue.
But the thing that's my issue too. But it's like what we have to do is pay attention to that. Look at it at like in a different light. It's not Gail. It's CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they always pushing Gail? If you look at all the topics about black men raping someone, killing someone, doing something, it's Gail.
Okay, and that may be so, but what I will say is this. Does Gail have to always take it?
Gail doesn't always have to take it.
Does Gail always have to accept the assignment?
What do you do when you're at a job where you're getting paid?
You do your job. But what would you do? What do you do?
That's a good point, though.
That is a great point. Yeah. But listen to me. That definitely is a great point. But if I have a best friend who is a billionaire and has her own network, I'm going to do shit my way.
Oprah doesn't have news on
she can create it. She's created shit since day one.
She could, so but that's clearly no she excuse. Don't. But clearly she didn't want to, because if she didn't, Gail wouldn't even be in these situations. And Oprah's to blame too.
I think Oprah has a very big hand in
that. That's
yeah, of course
yeah,
she
no,
does.
Definitely.
Niggas ain't give Gail the job because they like Gail. She got that job because Oprah put her on.
Yeah.
You start to see, oh, Gail is dope. Then they gave her the job.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, she wants to push the envelope. Maybe she wants to be looked at as that journalist who does go in and doesn't care who you are. She's going to go in. She's going to ask.
But this is another thing, too, and I think that this is not the generation. I think it's it's social media. If you really paid attention to what she said, you could tell she wasn't being shady. She didn't say it in an attitude.
It has nothing to do with being shady or not.
No, but I understand. But come on, it happened, bro. Like, we can't. It's not the right time. It's not a good question. But it happened. When you Google his name, that's gonna come up.
Yeah, but we're not mad at the fact that it's in his story.
No, we're not.
That's not the issue. The issue is that she brought it up during the interview with Lisa Leslie at the time that she brought it up.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
That's the issue.
I don't know.
It's like, girl, you could have fucking waited. and you could have told them, yo, the job. I don't feel comfortable answering. But there are things we work in corporate America. There were times where I told my boss, yo, I'm not, that's illegal. I'm not doing that. Now, I'm not saying
that's
that.
Illegal.
No, no, no. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable doing that. I don't feel comfortable putting my name on that. I get that. She could have said, who could we not ask this particular question at this time? Let's hold it and save it.
I definitely think it was wrong timing, but I don't think that the question was like outrageous. I could see if she came out and said something crazy, but if you pay attention to it, she was not being malicious. She wasn't trying to give her a curveball. She wasn't trying to catch this off guard. Well,
obviously it was a curve, because if you paid attention to Lisa Leslie's response,
it's always going to be a shocker.
That was not a question that she thought was on the roster. That was not a question that anybody would have thought.
No
one.
And that's the thing. Usually they prep you before you do
exactly.
Interviews. So you know what's coming your way.
Exactly.
You have an agreement of what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Yep. Because When Robin Robbins made that comment to Chris Brown, and he was like, yo, on that interview, he said, yo, we didn't talk about this. After of years with him and Rihanna, mm-hmm. that was not a discussion when he was dropping that album and came on that television show.
But it was still fresh. And this is my thing. I don't think she was wrong for asking him that question.
I just don't think it's the right time. If the forum's not right, you should not.
I understand what you're saying.
Time and place for everything.
But I feel like, I get that. But it's like, come on. Like, this is what's going on. And we know in today's world, no one cares about having the right information. You just want to be the first to put it out.
That's a problem.
But if I have the chance to ask Chris Brown about the situation, I'm asking you the question. Even if I interview this nigga 20 years from now, I'm still asking. I want to know. You understand what I'm saying? And blame social media. We all want to know. You understand what I'm saying? I think that it was wrong timing, but I don't think it's outrageous to ask that question. I would have asked it.
I wouldn't have.
Because I would have just said, do you feel like his legacy is tarnished? She said no.
What about, okay, so maybe there's a better way to approach it.
We
all know you ask better questions, mm-hmm. you get better answers. So if you mm-hmm. wanted to know if somebody's legacy was tarnished, you're posing a fair question, because we are talking about the passing of somebody who's great.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that look like for us when mm-hmm. we start to remember this person? How about instead of bringing that up so blatantly, what if you just asked a better question? Is there anything that could complicate his legacy? Do you think that there's anything that can complicate his legacy?
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's just
without even bringing up a rape allegation.
I love that question, but you know they all would be fake and be like, no.
But how you know it's fake? Like, that's
only reason why I say you know it's fake is because we, as humans, when people die, no matter what, we always have some type of sadness. Which, because it's sad.
Yes, of course.
So it's like, when Bernie Madoff.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think that he should be in jail. I don't. I think what he did was an amazing thing.
Oh my gosh!
I think he should have been a little bit smarter. But I don't think what he did.
People out of millions of dollars.
Rich people out of their money. Listen, you should have been smarter than that. You got too much money to be dumb. You got to think. So I don't think that he should be in jail. So if he dies tomorrow, I'm going to be like, man, that's so sad. I'm not going to be like thinking about like all of the negatives. You're going to think about, man, that's sad. Or if he kills himself, you're going to think, oh, that's so sad. Now, if you have an interview and someone says, do you think his legacy was tarnished? You may say, you know, there were some bad things, but he was a good guy. Everyone always does that. Even when people are not good. When people die, that's when niggas start lying.
That's true.
He was an angel.
Okay, I agree with you. But still, like, that was the first question that you can frame it.
It was
at
her. Now, when did she ask it, though? Did you guys watch the whole interview? Because I didn't.
I didn't.
I just seen the clip. Yeah. And that's another reason why I feel like we should not be making opinions off of the clip. We need to watch the whole interview. Because we don't know how she led into that.
Got you. I personally don't like Gail to watch anything.
Why you don't like Gail? You don't like Gail now, or you don't like Gail from before?
I never liked Gail.
Okay.
I never liked Gail King.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked Oprah until now.
Opie.
Yeah.
And then we could talk about the Oprah thing, too.
Okay, so I'm indifferent with Gail. I don't like you. I'm indifferent. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But with Gail, Oprah,
yeah, because they're the same. But go ahead.
But Oprah, like, I like certain things about Oprah.
Okay, of course.
I don't
respect
like Oprah as a person, I guess. I don't know how to say that. Like, I'm not, like, an Oprah fan.
Got you.
There's certain things about Oprah that I honor because of what she's been able to accomplish, X, Y, Z. But I don't jive with everything that Oprah says, neither.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
No, I
but
just...
But, like, why would you? Why? I know I... Because it absolutely baffles me that she's just going so hard on black men and the allegations of rape or sexual assault. And she's friends with all of these same white men. And she's never done an interview. She's never asked an impromptu question. I do go on her Instagram. She does not go hard on her white friends. So what is that about to me? That's what I need to know.
This all goes back to Monique. Monique was right.
Oh.
I've been messing with Monique.
Yeah.
Even when her opinion was so unpopular, I've been messing with Monique.
Got you.
Her opinion.
Got you.
It was right.
Yeah.
Everything she's saying is coming out. And I feel like the only reason why Tyler Perry kept quiet and had to, you know, rub elbows is because now he has his own. So now I don't really need that no more. I got everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything I need.
Yes.
Everything I need. I don't need nothing from you guys.
Yeah.
So now he's going to, you know, be back on the black side.
Got you.
Or the I'm for everybody side.
Got
not for
you.
I'm for rich. Because that's what Oprah is for. I don't really think it's for I'm for white, I'm for black, I'm for whoever making money and whoever's going to help me get more.
Understandable.
You understand what I'm saying?
Understandable.
So I think that's what it is. I think, so I feel like what Monique said was right.
Yeah, but I'm ready to trade Oprah and Gail. I'm going to
trade Oprah.
I'm going to trade Oprah and Gail
for
Ellen DeGeneres and her... No, not her wife, because I don't really like her. Ellen DeGeneres and, let's see, another one. And I only not like her wife because of Scandal. It's not her as a person. She played that character so well that I was like, I do not like that hoe. You know what I'm saying? So it's not her as a person. She's actually a great actress that made me. Yeah. So, all right. Then I'll take her.
Okay.
Ellen and her wife. Trade them for Oprah, Gail, Steadman, all of them. Even the fucking dogs. All of them. Get rid of them. Don't like them.
I'm not trading Oprah. I'm just going to put her on mute.
Shoot.
I can't trade my good sis.
What? All
right, so, sorry. That's my sis.
Moving right along.
She's phony, but that's my sis. That's my sis. That's Auntie Opie.
Auntie.
You just want her money.
Yeah.
You messing with her.
And her knowledge.
That's her knowledge.
Come on.
That's
she went from color purple to
you
her own
mess
TV
with
channel?
Only because they get you those popping gifts during the holidays.
That ain't
your aunt.
The Oprah must-have list
every
year for Christmas is crazy.
I'll pass.
All right. So then Super Bowl.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't know either team, so I can't say
I'm not a fan.
But what's his name? There is one guy I think he lost. He is fine.
Wait, what you mean?
Oh, yeah. Jesus, what's his name? And the white guy on the other team, he won. He got a black girlfriend.
You said Jesus? What's his name? Or Jesus?
No, I said Jesus. He was fine. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Like, the
I was
Lord
about to say, Lord, I know you lying.
Yeah, it was the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. Oh, who are you rooting for, Nick?
I thought that the Niners were going to win, but I wanted to see the Chiefs win.
Okay, okay.
And that's crazy how, like, I did watch some of it. It's crazy how at the beginning... They were winning.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then, at like, out of nowhere.
Boom. In the fourth quarter.
But that can change, though. It does change a lot, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you're winning, and then,
that's
crazy.
You seen the memes with Kaepernick as Miss Sealy in the color purple?
Stop!
No! Until you do right by me.
No!
Because Kaepernick was on the Niners.
And then even with Kaepernick, we can talk about that too. How Kaepernick had a problem with Jay-Z and Beyonce sitting down during what's her name? Demi Lovato singing the national anthem. They didn't stand, they sat down. He had a problem with that.
How?
That's what I said.
I don't understand.
What's your problem? And what makes me mad about the Colin Kaepernick, I'm all for Colin Kaepernick. I like what he's doing. I think it's amazing. But if you look at the picture, everyone was sitting down.
Right. Mm. That whole box up there.
Everybody.
Wherever they were, yeah.
So, why are you pointing out them two?
Mm.
And then, like, I know he has a problem with Jay-Z saying, okay, we understand the kneeling part, but we should be past that by now. Is he wrong for saying that?
No, I don't think he's wrong.
I don't think he's right either. I stand with Jay-Z with that one.
Yeah. They're not going to change it. So what is the point of dwelling on something that they're not going to change?
You want to be effective. Yeah. Like, yes, it was a statement when it was done.
Exactly.
It's years later. Where is this progressing to? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So Colin Kaepernick and Nessa, his girlfriend, I'm not really feeling the whole Beyonce and Jay-Z hate. So they need to let that go because it's not that deep.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
And I don't think Jay-Z's cooning or he's a coon because he works with the NFL. Like, listen.
And if you're not going to create your own table, then you have to do what's necessary to sit at their table.
Exactly. You have to infiltrate. Jay-Z, first of all, Jay-Z is powerful.
Yes.
Very.
And he creates his own platforms and revenues. Mm-hmm. He's on a whole different level.
Yes.
So don't come for him like that, no. Until he shows that he's way off the railing.
Yeah.
But he has not done that at all.
Exactly.
Definitely. And there's so much more Colin Kaepernick and your girlfriend or fiance that you guys can discuss.
Yeah, I agree.
So many more pressing topics versus paying attention if a person is sitting or standing during the what?
National anthem.
Oh, are we serious?
Yeah. He wasn't trying to say like it's disrespectful. He was just saying like you can't be mad at me for kneeling if you're going to sit.
I mean, that I get. I get that.
I get it. But I
do get
like,
your point. Like, because it seems sometimes. Like, yeah, I get that.
But it's like,
moving on.
We do like him though. I like him. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah,
but
I them.
Yeah, no. I don't have
just
any.
Just think.
Yeah.
People who had an issue with the halftime show are absolutely freaking ridiculous.
What happened? What was wrong? Because I liked it.
I thought
from beginning to end.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I didn't.
So there weren't. And I didn't.
These people were saying it was over-sexualized. They didn't like their outfits.
Oh. First of all, the outfits didn't show anything.
Nothing.
That's I want to know what outfits you're looking
and
at.
And most people wear, most of them wear leotards. Yeah.
Yeah, a leotard, are you not familiar with dance
yeah, exactly.
performance type art things?
You will fuck around and pass out if you have too many clothes on.
No, that's crazy. Like, there was no cleavage.
No.
Like, I didn't see anything.
Shakira was covered.
Yeah.
And this is the way they dress all the time.
Yeah. Everyone was covered.
Everybody was covered.
The dancers were covered.
Covered.
I don't even think the guys had their shirts off. They had on clothes.
Yeah, I don't even see the chest. Yeah, so no, people were bugging for no reason. I think the reason they said it was over-sexualized, and to be honest with you, I didn't even notice it when I seen it initially. I had to go back and look at the video.
Yeah.
Because Jennifer Lopez did have a pole.
Oh, she did? Stage. Oh, okay. Okay.
I didn't even take notice of it. It didn't seem like She wasn't like doing a stripper routine.
No, they were literally just.
It was more like Cirque du Soleil type pole.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, which is entertainment.
Yeah, it felt like it was really crazy.
All were doing it.
Yes, it was like very acrobatic. It was used like more acrobatic-y. I didn't take notice of it like if we were at a strip club.
Get
like,
out of here.
I feel like people are just looking for a problem. I think the real problem is like people just have some weird dislike for Spanish people.
I definitely think the base.
Ooh.
Like, the people who didn't like the show were all a part of the base.
Exactly.
He knows whose base it is.
Yep. Got you.
They're the ones that had the issue. And it was Adam Levine did the halftime show. Was it last year?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I believe it was last year.
Not a fan of football at all.
He had his shirt all the way off.
And they didn't say nothing.
And nobody said anything. Yeah. It wasn't overly sexualized.
Exactly.
And it was way more provocative, so to speak.
Yep.
On purpose.
Exactly.
Than that performance was.
Wow, right. And these ladies do have clothes on.
They all the way.
Everybody had on clothes.
Everybody's dressed.
I thought it was amazing when her daughter came out and all the little kids came out and they did the flag. That was very nice.
I think that was dope.
Now, there is a lot of gyrating. There is a lot of pelvic thrusting.
Yeah, but we really have to stop. That is what music is.
It's dance.
That is what performance is. These little kids are doing it. That's the elderly's doing it.
It wasn't in distaste. It wasn't no. It wasn't any bumping, grinding, or anything like that. There was definitely body movement.
Yeah, but that's not even the problem. The problem is that she's Spanish. Just like when Beyonce came out and they celebrated for the Black Panther Party.
Yeah.
Niggas had a problem with that. They're always going to have a problem with anybody who is not white, period.
Yeah, it don't matter.
They come out fully clothed. They sing the national anthem. It's, even when Beyonce sung the national anthem, they made it a problem. She's lip singing. Then she had to do it live again. They're always gonna have a problem with anyone who is not white. Yeah. That's it. That's all. Yeah. There's really no way around it.
I think they shut it down though.
I think they did amazing.
And I kind of feel like, what are your other options?
Seriously, put this into perspective.
Right. Let me tell you what your other options are in Miami. Like, that was a super family friendly show. It would have been the City Girls.
That's it.
Okay. Or we could throw back and we could do some Trick Daddy and Trina.
Exactly.
How about Count Your Blessings?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's true. You weren't going to get anything else. Yeah, exactly. You wasn't going to get anything else. So I feel like I don't really understand what it was. I think that's really what it was, though. It's the race thing.
I heard people say some wild things. Like, you would think, especially if it was overly sexualized, that, like, men would at least enjoy it. Like, I heard a man say, like, nobody wants to see J-Lo at 50. She looked like Jell-O, first of all.
No, she does not.
That's a lie.
My sis looked good.
First of all, like, I don't know who you were looking at.
J-Lo?
But, listen, I know everybody in their right minds was praying that out of all of the halftime shows, if there was going to be a wardrobe malfunction, it would have been that halftime show. J-Lo at 50 looks better than most girls at 20.
Yeah.
Facts.
Like, so are you kidding me? That. Like, that's no. Definitely not. And Shakira is a belly dancer.
She's a belly dancer, yeah.
So that...
Shakira looks good though.
She's in her 40s. What I'm saying is she's a belly dancer.
Right.
So for her to be gyrating and moving her hips and that's belly dancing.
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong with that. People take classes to learn how to do that.
Because that's not the problem.
Just
it's
a
bigger issue.
But you're right. No. Yeah. I understand
There's
what you're saying.
Yep.
There's
yeah.
a bias
oh,
coming.
And I think they were definitely. Pissed when they did that flag.
Oh, yeah, for
like,
sure, for
excuse
sure.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they
like,
were.
They were. You could tell. They're pissed at that. I think that was, like, the icing. Like, I think everything else was like, all right.
We can
nice.
Let it slide.
But when they did that flag and had the kids singing,
mm-hmm.
and where, what'd they sing? We're from America or something like that? We're American.
Are you serious?
They sung something to basically say, like, mm-hmm. we're American too. Like,
yeah.
like shut this down. So I feel like
and cause
that was
for
a
Trump.
Problem. Because
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. The whole thing, well, they put the kids in cages. There was some subliminal
yes.
messages.
Wait! Yeah, they had the kids behind the cage. Yup, like the kids in whatever.
Like
what is it called?
Yeah,
ICE.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is. Oh my gosh.
They
like
did
who
such
thinks
a good job.
Of this
it
stuff?
Was subtle,
I wonder who is
you know
the
I mean?
Creator.
Like,
it
was well
crazy.
Done. It was subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I wonder who the creator.
Whoever the creator. Shout out to you for doing that. Even like when Beyonce did the Black Panther party.
That shit was fly.
That was amazing. Like. People ain't even know, and they were pissed. She's racist. She's disrespectful to America. She's hateful. She's this, she's that, and that wasn't the case.
Yeah,
we're just celebrating our culture. I think you would be wrong to go somewhere where so millions and millions and they. I know that the Super Bowl has probably like the highest ratings on TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
For
yeah.
you to go
when
up there
shouldn't.
And to not celebrate your culture, you would be stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so shout
that.
Out to J-Lo. Shout out to Shakira. They brought out Bad Bunny. They brought out... Did Pitbull come out?
No, Pitbull did
There's
not.
There's a
and
gentleman
was a
here.
I was really
name,
surprised
but...
that
and
they
didn't
bring
out,
on.
I don't know why people wanted him to come out. I didn't. Ja Rule. I was like, what? What would they sing? I'm Real? Like, I don't want to hear that.
I mean, I still mess with the old school.
I love the vibe of it. But I just went.
Ja Rule's not from Miami, though. And
no.
I don't know. I just didn't think it fit the,
what the, yeah,
it,
the theme.
The vibe
of yeah,
the theme of the show.
That's what
yeah.
they
I
were going for.
I don't know what
Nigga, you're from
that.
New York. Cut it out.
Yeah. But it was good, though.
Yeah,
I liked
it. Good.
All right. So then, hey, moving on.
To end off this little sidebar, we got to talk about our disruptive innovator of the century. Nancy Pelosi.
Are you serious?
I love her.
I
love her. She is so... Now, to me, I feel like I would have did it a little better. I would have walked up next to him and did it. to really piss him off, throw it in his face, really embarrass him. You understand what I'm saying? She tried her hardest to get him out. Unfortunately,
it's not going to work.
It's not going to happen. We will get him out in November if you go out and vote. Everyone, if you're old enough.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because impeachments don't guarantee a removal of the White House.
Correct.
But us voting and getting him out of there will.
Yes.
It'll help.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, but shout out to Nancy. I don't think what she did was wrong. I don't think it was wrong.
I think it was not right. So that means I think it was wrong.
Why?
I just feel like if you're going to be classy, okay, young lady, be classy.
Is our president classy?
You tried, but be better. Take a playbook from Michelle Obama. And they go low, you go high. Listen, be classy.
I don't wanna
You're a lady. That. And the thing is because I understand that you had to be there. You had to sit there. You had to deal with whatever. But for you to, on air, rip up the paperwork, and you just, she just did it with such.
I do the movement all day long.
Disrespect. I felt like it was just
He was
like,
so dismissive to her, like, throughout that entire so interaction, rude. Though.
And, but clearly they don't like each other. We no, get that. No, no, that's you're right. not, but you understand. Still, they're not friends. They're not friends. They're never going to be friends.
The level of disrespect and dismissiveness, like, everybody has a breaking point. You know what I mean? I don't think if she could have held it together, I think that would have been the best play.
Yes.
But I understand. Like, she's a person, yo. Like,
I get it.
She
too.
Just got tired of all the bullshit. And it was like, yeah. You know what?
I would have did it.
Is what it is.
Yeah, that was absolutely
it
crazy.
I would have did it in more pieces and then just threw it in the air and walked away. Like, I would have been so mad and annoyed. Like, so shout out to her. That's my I give the Disruptive Innovator Award. To Nancy Pelosi.
Whoa! We didn't even take a vote.
No.
What the heck?
That's my award.
Oh, okay. All right. So then we'll let you have that.
Where is Black History Month? She did that for Black people. She did that for everyone. She not just for Black people. She did it for everyone. But she got Black in her. I'm telling you.
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy. She's invited to the cookout. Where she relies on Saturday come through. She's invited. I really like her. I think what she did was good. We gotta hit him where it hurts. He's not going anywhere.
No, he's not.
At least until next year.
Yeah.
So we gotta get him out.
That base is so strong.
So
strong. The base is so strong. It really doesn't matter. I'm pretty, and this is terrible maybe. I feel like I take this stance a lot, but I'm very indifferent with certain things because I strive to see the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And I strive to be as, you know, equally minded as possible.
Okay.
But it's crazy to me how I feel like his base, it doesn't matter what you present. There's always an excuse. As dismissive as he is, his base takes that attitude. Like, they're so dismissive. Mm-hmm. Somebody posted something about it, and I responded to something, and then it was just about, like, back on the Super Bowl thing. It kind of, like, linked. Okay. It was, if you voted for somebody who said, you know, grab him by the pussy, you can't be mad at the Super Bowl performance.
You can't.
That's true.
You can't. It's the same thing.
And
true.
I was just like, agreed. This. Agreed. Like, that point. And somebody sent me something in my text messages, like, just so you know, like, his comment was based off of XY, it was a, you know, they went through the whole thing of what his comment was. And it's like, wow, like, you can't just say he was wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not that person anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
he's
grown from it. Like, his response wasn't even that. He never even acknowledges any wrong or any fault or doesn't condemn any wrongdoing. And he claims to be a Christian. And this is what's crazy about me with Christians.
Dead worse. Okay.
Christians, like, really champion him because of whatever his views on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it the Christian thing to do to be able to say, like, this is where I was
and this is wrong
and this is where God took me and I repented and I'm no longer this person and this is where I am now?
Right.
That is never done in any way, shape, or form.
You. Okay.
No facet of that. Like, everything is just dismissed.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy to me.
And I don't like that. Right, Tasha?
That's right.
So, who y'all going? Well, all right. So then, let's end it off like this. Out of the who you guys gonna vote for this year?
I don't even know yet. I can't.
If
I'm feeling Bernie,
You feeling the burn?
I'm feeling Uncle Burn.
I took antacids.
Excuse me?
That Maalox.
So I am going to go for, which I hope he does become a contender, Tom Steyer.
All right, I heard some
there's
good
a lot of great points about Tom Steyer for the Democratic Party that I love. I'm not interested in any women.
Do you
women
know who she is now?
No, I do not know. But if, well, I'm just not interested in the lineup for the women when they first announced it, when there was like 20 of them. None of them looked interesting enough to me to be interested.
Even see like that lady who tried to, she almost got into it with Bernie? She tried to like catch him slipping?
No.
Yeah. What is her name? And the video, they didn't really get audio, but they got video, but you can see the body language that.
I heard the video though.
Yeah, I didn't see.
Did you just call me a liar? And he was like, Elizabeth Warren, the lady with the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Did you call me a liar? He was like, we're not doing this right now. If you want to talk to me, you can go in the back. Like, I did not say that.
She's the closest percentage-wise.
She is.
Mm. Yeah.
But I feel like she's trying to start stuff. He did not call her a liar. I actually watched it. He didn't call her a liar.
That's what I'm saying.
He did, but he didn't. He didn't come out and say,
He did, but he didn't.
They asked him a question of something that she did, and he said, that's not true. She didn't do that. She did this. So she tried to make it seem like, you're saying I'm lying. No, I'm telling you what you did. Yeah. Don't act fake, because now we on TV. You know what you did behind the scenes. He didn't say that.
Yeah, but got you.
That was his point. Mm. You know what you did behind the scenes. Stop trying to front. Like, now that we on camera, we doing this debate that everything is all cool. You know it's not. So you are a liar, Elizabeth, and I'm voting for Bernie. Okay, I don't care how old he is; he's gonna live to do 8 years.
I love to hear him talk.
He's so cute.
I don't know why I have a thing with his voice. As soon as you hear him, you could not see what he looks like. You could close your eyes and you could just listen to him talk, and you could tell where he's from.
Yeah.
You could tell Bernie, like he's from New York.
Yes.
He wants a bagel and smear.
Yeah.
He wants some locks on the side.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
I love
him. You can just tell he's like an old Jewish man from Brooklyn.
Right. And it's like he's for the people.
And I mean, listen, I love Bernie Sanders, I pronounce it differently, but I just feel like, oh gosh, and people may not like me for saying this.
No, I'm sorry. See,
he is too old.
He's old.
I feel like he's too old. I feel like there should be a cap, and he aged out.
But let's be honest, they're all old, except for like maybe like five of them.
They are all old.
They're always like 69. Like, they're never really, like, 40.
Yeah, but I feel like when you're hitting 80...
Bernie got 20 in them.
Problem.
I think Bernie got a good 18 more.
Didn't he just have a mild...
People have mild heart attacks. Okay. Like, it's okay. He's just a little stressed and a little under the weather. You know, the coronavirus and all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Fine. He's just a little flu.
Okay.
He got a good 19 in him.
Now, I just feel like you should be between the ages of 55 and 65. Now, listen to me. But what I'm saying to you is, I'm not saying that if you're 65 and you're already a president, we got to kick you out. No, I'm saying you come in at the ages of 55 and 65. Now, if you run two terms and you're 65, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But I feel like being too young has a disadvantage and being too old has a disadvantage. There should be a cap. There's just like, in my opinion, there should be a cap with judges.
Mm.
There should be a cap with all politicians.
I don't ever think a lifetime term should ever be available.
Exactly. No.
That is
like the House of Representatives. Exactly.
That shit is crazy.
Exactly.
You have
like,
expired.
Let go.
Because my thing is, your thought process, you're not as quick on your decision making. Your thought process is altered. You have to be jaded. Doing this business for more than 25 years, you cannot tell me that you're not jaded.
No, yeah.
Your perspectives change. You're just not a great candidate. And then it's not fair to the generation that's behind you that wants to get in and serve their country. In this capacity.
No, I agree. That's
I just don't think it's fair. So for me, sir, if you start your term between the ages of 55 and 65 would be great. But after that, you should not be able to run. No. You should not.
I feel you.
I mean, do you agree with that?
I agree.
You do agree.
I agree. I think it should be a cap. But I think they should do the cap after Bernie gets in.
Okay.
Let Bernie do it, because you let everybody else do it. Let him get his good 8, and then he's going to go on to live his life.
Yeah, but the thing is, if we keep letting people do it,
I said let Bernie. I don't care about anybody after that. Okay. Bernie needs to come in, switch it up, give us, free schooling. And all
but
that.
That's not going to be free. We need to acknowledge where those funds are going to come from. Those funds are going to come from you, mm-hmm. me, and every other disruptive innovator that lives in the United States of America.
Where do our funds
Nothing
go now?
Nothing in life is
Where do
free.
Our funds go now?
It goes to... Okay. Yeah, that's
I would
true.
I would rather give my money for people to go to college,
but
for
not for schooling.
To give my
Our
money
funding does not go to schooling, though.
Section A or food stamps, and these niggas is eating steak and lobster every day.
Here's the thing,
I can't eat lobster every
day. You're right, though, but that here's the thing, and this is in that party, in the Democratic Party, the Democrats really are the ones that fund social programs more.
Yeah.
So you got to realize what you're saying when you're saying that. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Bernie, it's all right, Bernie. I'll pay a little bit more of my taxes. I want Bernie in
there. Hell no, I ain't paying no
well,
money.
I'm not.
Come on, Bernie.
So
I'm gonna be rich next year.
If that means Republican Party, then I'm all for it.
I don't think you should. Okay.
Nah, you think it's your thought.
What happened? Because I'm listening.
No, I don't think you should. I don't think you should have like a particular party that you just champion. I think that's what's wrong with us.
That is true.
You need to go with what goes well with you morally or mentally or whatever, spiritually, whatever. Take a whole snapshot.
Yeah.
You should not champion one party just because. That shit is so played and washed and dumb.
Yeah.
Look at candidates that you think make sense, no matter what party they represent.
Facts.
And my thing is,
if Bernie
our choices,
was a Republican, I would still vote for Bernie.
And I think that's a very fair point.
Yeah.
Yes.
If Obama was a Republican, I didn't vote for him. But only because I couldn't.
You were a baby.
But I couldn't. So I would have voted for him. But I didn't because,
Wait a minute.
No.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right.
Wait a minute, because you were 18 to vote, right?
I wasn't 18,
right?
In 2000 and... Oh.
Yes, you were. Like, let's...
Snickety snap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we can talk about that privately. We don't have to put it on there.
On that note.
I don't really like people talking about in front of me.
Yeah. I'd rather have you talk behind my back. You know what I'm saying? But keep it real, though.
Disruptive fam, we love you. And
we love you, guys.
That's it on the sidebar, because Jesus. I'm going to have a sidebar conversation with Tasha. Bye, guys.
Thank you guys
for
tuning in. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.
Love y'all.
Bye.
I can't hit it. Oh.